lifting off of the layers. Now, this is flicking back a few slides in the clay minerals. If we substitute an atom in our clay mineral with an atom of a lower oxidation number, then we change the charge on the structure. So if we take magnesium 2 plus and we replace it by aluminium 3 plus, then the result is we put a negative charge onto the mineral. The exchangeable cations then are quite important then, because if we're exchanging cations in the interlayer space and we're also changing charge in there, then we're changing the charge on the structure of the clay mineral. So in this picture here then, we have got our clay mineral. We're looking at, in this state here, we have got our normal arrangements of cations sitting in interlayer spaces, and we then put this in contact with a solution of potassium chloride. So this is having the same function as our ammonium chloride for the cation exchange capacity measurement. So what that does then, by putting a very high concentration of potassium chloride in contact with this one, on a statistical basis, the potassium goes in then and replaces the calcium, magnesium, sodium and hydrogen. So we've now got all potassiums sitting on the interlayer site. So this is typically then what happens when we carry out our cation exchange capacity measurements. It's this concept of allowing an equilibration process where we dominate the concentration of cations by putting a huge excess over the number of cations that are actually present in the interlayers. The attraction of the exchangeable cations on the interlayer space then is for the oxygens of the tetrahedral layer with these cations here, and it's then clearly negative to positive, so it's a electrostatic attraction. The distance of that electrostatic attraction then is vitally important in terms of holding the interlayer together, because when you swell those cations with their, if we put more water molecules around it, do we call that an inner sphere complex or an outer sphere complex? So everybody flick back a few slides to the lecture on the clay mineral structure. This is all between the layers, yeah. But you've got two options. It can be an inner sphere complex or it can be an outer sphere complex. I'm just seeing if anybody remembers what the difference was between the two. Yeah. So the outer sphere complex is referring to putting more water molecules around that cation. Remember, everything from that lecture and stuff that we moved into in this lecture is fair game for the test, because it all relates to clay minerals. So there'll be a draw the structure of a clay mineral thing, and then there'll be a little twist or two on top of it that will ask other things about clay minerals. The cation exchange capacity is one of the most important things about these minerals. So the surface of the clay mineral then is where we need to balance any negative charge on the structure, and this is then our most defect prevalent site on the whole thing, because if we've replaced then cations with a low charge with cations on a high charge in the interlayer space, then the outside surface has to correct that charge imbalance by binding more cations, so it keeps the whole thing sitting neutral. So where we get most attacked then in the initial case chemically is in very